Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Burns moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards second base. O'Rourke fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-1 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell throws to second for one, and Feuchter throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Rigney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Bassler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bassler scores. There goes Whitehill trying to get to third. Speaker throws the ball into Spurgeon, who tags Whitehill for the out. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-1 in the game. Spurgeon bunts towards third. Haney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Bassler and he is out, Rigney applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. Schott hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson strikes out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stevenson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Maynish. Burns reaches second base with a double. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Fuchter reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 2 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a pop-up towards third. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon bunts, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Bassler and he is out, Rigney applying the tag. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Ken Holloway now pitching. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to third. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 3 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heilman bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuchter covering, for the out. Mainisch moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Al Wingo. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Fothergill now playing left field. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Carr pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr strikes out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.